KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Corolla with classic styling and offering up to 35 mpg, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer to explore all Corolla options. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, September 6th. Local lawmakers are out with a new proposal to address the cross-border sewage problem. We'll tell you more, but first, let's do the headlines. The hot weather continues today and into the weekend. An excessive heat warning will be in effect in the inland areas until Monday. In the mountains and deserts, a warning is in effect till tonight. There's also a slight chance of thunderstorms and rain in the mountains and deserts for tomorrow. By the coast, a heat advisory is in effect until Monday. Temperatures in the coastal areas will be in the mid-80s today, and all weekend in the inland areas, it'll reach 100 degrees. In the mountains, temps will be in the low 90s, and in the deserts, it's expected to reach 113 degrees. Temps are expected to drop slightly next week, but the weather will still be hot. Professional soccer icon and San Diego Wave FC forward Alex Morgan is retiring. She made the announcement yesterday in a video message posted to her ex account.
I'm retiring, and I have so much clarity about this decision, and I'm so happy to be able to finally tell you.
Morgan also announced she's pregnant with her second child. Morgan's professional career includes national titles and championships. She signed with San Diego Wave FC in 2022 and helped lead the team to the playoffs in their inaugural season. Her final game will be at Snapdragon Stadium on Sunday at 5 p.m. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in San Diego today. He is scheduled to speak at a fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe. The tickets range from $1,000 per person to $50,000 per couple. The event is being hosted by Bob Shulman, the founder and former CEO of the Cognex Corporation, and his wife. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Raw sewage from across the border continues to foul the air and close beaches in the South Bay. Reporter Alexander Wynn says several local members of Congress yesterday announced a new bill to combat this ongoing problem.
Every day, nearly 100 million gallons of sewage flow into the Tijuana River Valley, making its way here to the ocean.
It is an outrage that in the year 2024, literal raw sewage and toxic waste continues to shut down our beaches, to pollute the air.
Senator Alex Padilla and Congressmen Scott Peters and Juan Vargas were in the South Bay to introduce a new bill to combat the ongoing sewage problem. It would make the Environmental Protection Agency the lead agency for a comprehensive plan to manage water quality for the Tijuana River Valley. Congress previously approved $300 million to expand the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant. Earlier this year, more than $156 million was approved for critical repairs to the plant. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
With temperatures soaring over 100 degrees in some areas, extreme heat can be hazardous for anyone. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says it's especially dangerous for people with chronic conditions.
The National Weather Service says this level of heat affects anyone without effective cooling or adequate hydration.
Every day you're sweating and you're losing water, you're losing sodium, you're losing these electrolytes.
That's Sharp Memorial Hospital emergency doctor Nick Sadi. He says people suffering from chronic conditions are especially susceptible to heat-related health risks.
A lot of those medications work by essentially dehydrating you. They work by forcing or stimulating your kidneys to excrete electrolytes like sodium, and that drags with it water on a physiologic level, and that can certainly predispose you to dehydration.
Symptoms of dehydration can vary.
Headaches, or like a vague, like lightheaded sensation.
Saadi says when it's this hot, people should pay closer attention to their medical history and health conditions.
I think it pays to have a little humility and understand that you might not be able to bounce back from the heat as well as you used to. You might not be able to manage dehydration as well as you used to. So don't be afraid to get some rest to cool down and to hydrate.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A bill on Governor Newsom's desk could significantly boost voter registration at the DMV. But some are worried about unintended consequences. Penner fellow Elaine Alfaro has details.
A generation ago, voter turnout in the U.S. had hit historic lows. Federal and state governments responded with so-called motor voter laws. Citizens were given the option of registering to vote at the DMV when they got a driver's license or a state ID or updated their address. The motor voter laws boosted registration in California and other states that passed them, but not by as much as many had hoped.
Actually, 50% of people who are presented with this question, do you want to register to vote, during their transaction, 50% of people actually decline.
That's Sydney Fong from the California Grassroots Democracy Coalition. She is among the supporters of the new bill that makes voter registration at the DMV automatic, not optional. This would be possible thanks to technology allowing the agency to check in real time whether a person is eligible to be registered and put them on a list. But the bill has critics. They include Brittany Stonecipher of the ACLU. She says no technology is perfect, and if an immigrant were to accidentally be registered, it would feed unfounded fears of voter fraud.
We expressed concerns that previous versions of the bill would create serious risks for non-citizens.
If Newsom signs the bill, it could go into effect as early as 2030. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
Republican Voters Against Trump is unleashing an $11 million ad blitz in key swing states. A local Republican who is firmly not in the anti-Trump camp is the new chairman of the Republican Party of the county. Corey Gustafson spoke with reporter Amitha Sharma about why he's hoping Trump wins in November.
I think the number one thing he's going to do is secure our southern border. 8 million illegal immigrants have come to this country over the course of the last 3.5 years. And when President Trump left office, it was at the lowest in decades. So I think he's going to start with immigration, and he's going to have to also attack inflation. We have unbelievably soaring costs of living in San Diego County and around the country, a price up 20% under the Biden-Harris administration. So President Trump's going to fight back against that by balancing budgets, by lowering taxes, so that money is put back in the people's pockets rather than the federal government.
I want to talk about former President Trump's qualifications for the job at this point in time. He's been convicted of 34 felonies in the Stormy Daniels case. He's accused of trying to overturn the election results in the 2020 presidential election and inciting an insurrection. He's been found liable civilly for sexual assault. He's been ordered to pay $355 million in penalties for lying on his financial statements, and he's been accused of breaking the law by taking classified documents home. What makes Donald Trump a good candidate for president in your eyes?
Well, number one, you have to have people vote for you. And President Trump has, since 2016, had hundreds of millions of Americans vote for him. Kamala Harris has never had anybody vote for her for president in her entire presidential career. She's never been president, whereas President Trump has. And I think that the record over the 2017 to 2021 was fantastic for the American people, whether it be low immigration, whether it be lower taxes, whether it be a roaring economy.
But what role does his criminal record play in your thinking
candidate? Well, that's all still going through the judicial process, right? I mean, I hear
but
a lot.
One case has been completed.
Well, no, that's under appeal.
It's under appeal. And there's a jury of his peers found him guilty of 34 felonies.
And then there's also a Supreme Court decision that's happened in the interim there, which I think completely changes that case. people have a right to appeal, and President Trump is a citizen of this country, and there's an appeal process that is ongoing. You missed the federal documents case in the long litany of what you laid out a couple minutes ago.
Right. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is appealing that.
So President Trump's appealing too, so I think we should have a standard applied to both sides in the same way.
Project 2025, a blueprint for a restructuring of the executive branch that is aligned with conservative principles, would, among other things, eliminate the Department of Education and the National Weather Service, put the Justice Department under the control of the president, limit access to food assistance, and cut overtime protections. President Trump has distanced himself from that plan, but CNN found that 140 people who worked on that plan also worked within the Trump administration. In terms of Project 2025, are you in favor of such a plan for the United States?
I'm the head of the Republican Party of San Diego County. I'll leave to President Trump his opinion on Project 2025, but I'm generally supportive of what the Heritage Foundation does as a great conservative think tank.
Trump has said that he had every right to interfere in the 2020 presidential election. He has falsely claimed that he won the 2020 election. And he said during the June debate with Biden that he would accept the 2024 presidential election results if it is fair and legal and a good election. Is he a good judge on whether an election is fair, legal, and good?
I mean, you've had tens of millions of Americans who think that he is, so that means something. If what you're meaning by the question is, should we have fair, free elections in our country? Absolutely. And I think Republicans stand willing to work with Democrats towards that end. How about doing something simple in California, which is voter ID? 80% of Americans agree with voter ID. Only 15 states don't have voter ID in our country. This is not some kind of uncommon thing.
Corey, Americans, as you well know, are deeply divided on major policy issues, immigration, race, abortion, even democracy. Are there some shared values that unify Americans?
I think so. I think there's really one thing that unites our country, and that's our founding principles, right? A lot of folks like to say that Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were of a different age, right? And there were obviously terrible things going on there. Rights weren't applied equally, obviously, when we talk about slavery. But what the Declaration of Independence, when it talks about pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it's talking about where we want to end up, right? It's setting out a goalpost for where America should be. And then we can have different opinions on topics like healthcare, taxation policy, military spending. These are all things we can have within the bounds of our democratic system of government, right? But what can unite us as people from across the country, whether you are male or female, regardless of your sexual orientation or your race or your color or your creed, those founding documents are applicable to all men everywhere.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emeline Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd like to thank KPBS producer Brendan Tucinardi for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ladan Akbarnia, curator of South Asian and Islamic art at the San Diego Museum of Art, where we are showcasing a new exhibition exploring Islamic art, science, and culture through the lens of wonder. Wonders of Creation, Art, Science, and Innovation in the Islamic World presents more than 200 works spanning 13 centuries across two galleries, inviting visitors to discover marvels of the universe through intersections of art and science and humanities, customs, and crafts. See medieval tools and treasures, ornate jewelry, lavishly illustrated manuscripts, and large-scale works of contemporary art. Get tickets at sdmart.org.